This is the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today, we're looking at an article by Brett Allegre Wood, and I think it's going to sting a little for a lot of people listening. It's called Why Your Follow-Up is Leaking Revenue and the AI Sequence That Plugs It.
And I suspect most owners already know somewhere that their follow-up isn't quite what it should be.
Right. And the core argument Brett's making isn't that you're losing deals to a slicker competitor. It's that you're losing them to silence, to the gap between, thanks, I'll think about it, and absolutely nothing.
Which is such a specific kind of painful, isn't it? The marketing spend happened, the first conversation happened, someone built rapport, and then it just evaporated.
He calls follow-up the cheapest, most boring link in the chain, and it's the one that breaks. He uses two examples from his own businesses. At Dara Tires, someone rings for a tire quote, gets it, and then forgets because the tire isn't quite bald enough yet. At Easy Track, a landlord inquiry can sit for a week while everyone assumes someone else has it.
That Easy Track one really landed for me. Nobody's being careless. Everyone's just busy, and the assumption is that it's covered.
Exactly. And Brett's point is that follow-up isn't actually hard. It's just relentless. A lead might need 5, 6, 7 gentle touches over a few weeks before they're ready. Most aren't saying no. They're just not ready yet.
But asking a human to remember every lead, at every interval, in the right tone, indefinitely, that's asking them to be a machine.
Which they won't be. So what happens is predictable. The hot leads get chased. The lukewarm ones, which Brett says is often where the real money sits, because they just need a bit of time. Get dropped. The pipeline bleeds from the middle.
So what does an AI sequence actually do about that?
The plain version, when a lead comes in, a form, an email, a call logged in your system, the AI starts a sequence. Day one, a warm acknowledgement. A few days later, a helpful nudge. A week in, something with real value, maybe answering the question they didn't quite ask. And it keeps going at sensible intervals.
And when someone replies or starts behaving like a buyer?
Handed straight to your team, flagged as warm. And if a reply is unusual or sensitive, the AI doesn't guess. It drafts a response and flags it for a human to send. You stay in control of anything that matters.
I want to push back on something here, because plenty of businesses already have autoresponders. What's actually different? That's the key question. And Brett's pretty direct. Most follow-up tools are dumb timers. They send message 3 on day 5, whether the person bought yesterday or unsubscribed last week. And that's exactly what trains customers to ignore you. So it's the context reading that changes things?
Right. A proper AI sequence knows if the lead opened, replied, booked, or went cold. It pulls from your real records. What they inquired about, what stage they're at, what you sold them before. A lead who goes quiet gets a softer touch. A lead who buys gets taken out of the chase entirely.
So it feels like good service rather than automation.
That's the distinction. And the whole thing is written in your voice, trained on how your business actually talks, not a generic template that screams automated.
What does day-to-day look like once it's running?
Brett describes it as a pipeline where nothing falls through, and a team that spends its time on conversations instead of chasing. Your salespeople open their day to a short list of genuinely ready conversations, not a guilt pile of leads they should have called back last Tuesday.
Is the revenue effect dramatic?
Not on any single day. He's honest about that. It's the steady recovery of deals you were already losing. The lukewarm middle of your pipeline that used to evaporate. Multiply a handful of recovered inquiries a month across a year, and it adds up fast. Off work you'd already paid to generate.
And where does someone actually start if they want to do this?
Brett says start by being honest about your own process. Look at what happens to a lead between forced contact and either a sale or a polite no. Where does the chain break? For most SMEs, it breaks after touch 1 or 2. That's your leak. You need somewhere your leads live, a CRM or even a tidy spreadsheet to begin, and a sense of what a good follow-up from your business sounds like. The AI is built around that, not the other way around.
Simple. My one thing this week? Map that journey. First contact to closed or lost. Actually draw it out and see where it breaks. That's where the money is sitting.
Mine is to think about the lukewarm leads from the last month. Not the hot ones, not the dead ones. The ones that just went quiet. That's where this pays back fastest. The full article is at anabu.ai. And if you want an honest look at where your own follow-up is leaking, Brett offers a free AI audit there. No hard sell, just a walk through your current process and what augmenting it would realistically look like. Worth doing. Thanks for listening.